Fellow saxophone devotees, I bid you a good afternoon and welcome to Saxophone a la Primiti on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from its seat in Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You might consider tuning in again next week at 11 p.m. as well for my special The Garden playlist little set I made for them to play in their next appearance in Seattle. But that intro was featuring saxophone from Checking With Myself by Enjoy, one of the members from The Garden. But alas, tis not this week I shall air my specially curated saxophone set list for them. Tis next week at 11 p.m.
You look cream in my
coffee. And this is not Kim Cole, y'all, on Saxophone a la Primiti. We shall relax and contemplate on Saxophone a la Primiti, perhaps with a quote. Make sure you follow the Instagram, by the way, for photos to accompany these thoughts. But this one's from Sad But Fab. Thanks for nothing. Today's playlist are picks from my favorite jazz playlist. So we've got Otis Murphy, Anthony Braxton, Nat King Cole, as you're currently hearing. You're the cream of my coffee. Sonny Rollins, Joe Henderson, Ornette Coleman, Lester Young, Archie Shepp, Albert Ayler, Grant Colley, Ornette Coleman. I'll be lost without you. Play now that was recommended. So stay tuned by Kevin Walker, who does the job. Well, you're listening to Saxophone a la Primiti. Make sure you tune in next week for Sax L'Ennui as well, featuring The Garden. And this is a Corpus Radio shout-out.
Fuck Noble, it's Corpus Radio. Shout-out to NTS. Yo, shout-out to London, LA, Seattle, Portland, okay. All across the motherfucking globe. All about the haters, all about the lovers. Okay. This is Noble Spell. This is Corpus Public Radio with
Saxophone a la Primiti.
You know when I'm in Vancouver, I'm rocking with my people at Suplex Commune. This is Noble Spell from fucking Corpus Radio. Suplex Commune, or get down or get fucking lost.
Well, you heard it here second, folks. That's Corpus Radio on Sax L'Ennui. Check them out. Their self-defense club, you can find them on Instagram, Corpus Radio, Corpus. This is The Swan, Sansons, but performed by Otis Murphy and Haruko Murphy on saxophone and piano. Otis Murphy, esteemed saxophone colleague from the University of Indiana. performs more on the French side. It's very soft, airy tone, but still full and seems to reverberate nicely in the room. So that's why I love Otis Murphy. This is Glenn Gould's Bach aria. Pretty special, but nothing you haven't heard on saxophone. Crisp interpretation here. I actually think it's pretty accurate. I like the way he plays embellishments. Again, not too exaggerated. I mean, I do love a good embellishment and trill. John Batiste, for example, does. I was watching a video the other day of him playing piano to, what was the song? He did like his own rendition. I've got to pull it up. But yeah, you can hear Glenn Gould singing along in this recording, which is quite disconcerting, one might say. First track, Marshmallow, and then one of my favorite tracks from this album is Lush Life and Just Friends, but he also plays Ornithology, which is starred as the most popular track on the album, I think, for Apple Music. And yeah, this album came out in 1974. The other artists on the album are Tete Montulo. I actually don't know. Tete Montulo? Niels Henning, Orsted Peterson, and Albert Heath. Via Steeplechase, y'all. So, it's pretty cool. And if you think this is pretty cool, I'll just recommend some of my other favorite Anthony Braxton albums, just because he's one of my favorites. First and foremost, Recital Paris 1971, which features his live performance of Come Sunday, completely solo. Probably one of my favorite performance recordings ever. It's like 25 minutes. And then also one of his own compositions, GN6 in brackets, X minutes, 70 beat. He has a lot of really cool compositions. And you can find them online on the Tricentric Foundation. It's also in New York, Fall 1974, which has a bunch of his compositions, such as 6-77AR-36K, Opus 23B, and then one of my favorites, MDD-3/63D, Opus 23C. And yeah, he's just a powerhouse of a saxophonist. And him and Albert Ayler both have quite the range as well. Thank you. as softly as a morning sunrise by Sonny Rollins. You're listening to Saxophone a la Primiti. Tune in next week to listen to Saxophone La Nuit as well. So, let us begin. Brief book club interlude. Twilight. Currently, I am on chapter 12. The book starts with a quote from Genesis 2:17. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Interesting. We could unpack that, but this isn't Bible study. This is Twilight Book Club. Bailey's update. Oh, I just lost my page. Anyways, I've read this book several a time. I mean, Midnight Sun, I was involved in the whole Tumblr scandal when people, like, accidentally leaked Stephanie Meyer's draft of Midnight Sun, but I think it eventually came out, so I need to get my hands on that next. For sure, because I've never read the whole thing, I've only read the, like, leaked version. And I think she made a tweet about it and was like, y'all suck for doing that, no, I'm not gonna write it, and then came out with it, like, 7 years later. But Midnight Sun, written from Edward's perspective, which is kind of psycho, which is why I'm reading this at the same time as the Hunger Games prequel, because the Hunger Games prequel is kind of like from the perspective of Coriolanus Snow. He's also kind of a psychopath and like super possessive over Lucy Gray in the same way that Edward is over Bella. But I like the romance. I think it's charming. Okay, here we go. I'll just read a random quote. I gulped, dancing. Bella, I won't let anything hurt you, not even yourself. I will let go of you once, I promise. I thought about that and suddenly felt much better. He could see that in my face. There now, he said gently. It won't be so bad. I don't know, I'm not gonna find a good page to read for book club. Next time I'll book club. Anyways, here's a quote from Where I Am in The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So Coriolanus Snow is beginning to go crazy, and I think he finally had his mental snap. Because he seems pretty sick. Oh, this scene in the movie, this was my favorite scene in the movie. Okay, so him and Lucy Gray, spoiler alert, have ran away to the forest, and you know, they've both gone through a lot. Coriolanus most recently, like, betrayed his best friend and got him murdered. And so he accidentally admits to killing three people to Lucy Gray, and she's asking him who the third is. And so he tries to distract her because he doesn't want to tell her that he killed another person. I don't know why. That'd be an interesting psyche evaluation if any psychologists want to come on the show. Any of my psychology friends. Anyways, here we go. Okay, so it goes. A feral cry came from nearby, reminding him of his lack of weapon. I'm gonna make a walking stick. Do you want one? She pulled up. Sure, that can come in handy in more ways than one. They found a couple of stone branches and she studied them while he snapped off their limbs. Who's the third? What? She gave him a funny look. His hand slipped, driving a piece of bark under his nail. Ow. She ignored his injury. Person you killed. You said you killed three people this summer? Coriolanus bit at the end of the splinter to pull it out with his teeth, buying a moment of time. Who indeed? The question was Sejanus, of course, but he couldn't admit to that. Can you get this out? He held out his hand, wiggling the compromised fingernail, hoping to distract her. Let me see. She examined the splinter. So, Bobbin Mayfair? Who's the third? His mind raced for a possible explanation. Could he have been involved in a freak accident, a training death? He was cleaning a weapon and went off by mistake. He decided he'd make best to make a joke out of it. Anyways, what else could I be but a jester? Tune in to Sax La Nuit next week for the garden episode. Morning Sunrise by Sonny Rollins, and now Black Narcissus by the one and only Joe Henderson. This recording is from Joe Henderson's album Power to the People with Herbie Hancock, Jacques Dejonet, Ron Carter, and Mike Lawrence. This came out in 1969 via Concord Music.
Commercial. Sorry, this product cannot be seen. Thank you.
You're listening to Saxophone alla Primitiva on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Be without our spiritual portion of the afternoon. Of course, shout out to Andre Crouch, number one preacher from the 70s. But this is my favorite recording of Amazing Grace. It's by Archie Shepp and Horace Parlin.
Thank you.
Albert Ayler performing Water Song. It's a little bit weird, so strap in. But Albert Ayler has probably one of the most interesting discographies I've ever seen, looked into, listened, ruminated on, contemplated, etc., etc. But this is from the last album, 1969. The last track on the album, Water Music. And it is quite a sad story that Albert Ayler tells, but I'll leave that up to you, thy fellow saxophone devotee, listener, to Google for yourself. And again, you're listening to Saxophone a la Primitive. Thanks for listening to Saxophonella Primitive this afternoon. Make sure you tune in next week again for Saxophonella Primitive and Saxophone La Nuit, featuring my playlist of music by The Garden, Enjoy, and Puzzle, and their saxophone music. I want to know who their saxophonist is, or if it's just a MIDI. I'm pretty sure it's just a MIDI, but for the one track which you'll hear at the beginning and the end of this episode, I feel like it could possibly be a real person. So, but that's all from me. And I promise it'll be more philosophical next week. Peace out.
Thank you.
stuck with me this far, I'm not done yet. Just one last reminder to tune in at 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. next week on Tuesday for Saxophone a la Primiti and Saxophone La Nuit. Peace out, y'all. You know where to find me, Sax La Nuit on Instagram.